Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Thursday morning MV Pro call. Today is August 13th, and I'd like to welcome those of you that are here live, as well as those of you listening to this via recording, which, of course, you can normally do by going to motorvitality.com and listening to the archives, or listening to Google Podcasts or Stitcher or iHeartRadio or any of those podcast applications that you typically use by subscribing to Motor Vitality and having them downloaded automatically. I will tell you on that note, in an effort to improve our website and make it faster and more reliable and kind of build it up for some strength as we kind of build our e-marketing and put out some more resources for the industry. We are now nearing 3 weeks of just severe technical difficulties with the website. So it's been up and down and up and down, and currently we're not able to upload any of the podcasts onto the website. So if you guys are trying to do that, then bear with us. So I definitely do appreciate, though, eventually we will have this one up, so. I do appreciate everybody understanding that and patience with it, and also those of you that are here live as well. So for the new people that are here, Chad, there's you and there's sometimes a few other people that listen to these the first time. I want to explain to you what this call is and what it's designed to do. I've periodically gone through and explain this a little bit, but it's always good to do again. One of the things that I realized when I was coming up into the industry was that we tend to live in our own little bubbles, right? So I grew up with one selling and representing pretty much one manufacturer, and that manufacturer, there was this, within the dealership that I worked at and within the area, it was rah, 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 we're the best, everybody else sucks, if you don't buy from us, you're stupid. You know, I remember going to a sales training one time and hearing somebody say that they had a customer that, you know, they told, if you don't buy from us, I don't want you as a customer. I don't, you know, you don't deserve to have us as a customer if you don't want this, or you don't deserve to have us as sell you something if you don't want this. And that always bothered me a little bit. It did not seem customer centric at all. You know, as much as I would love to drive a brand new, you know, fully loaded 4x4 extended cab pickup truck, I don't have 80 grand to plop down on that. Even if I could see the value in it, even if I could see the truck, even if I like it, I don't have the value to do it. And it just never seemed customer centric. It bothered me a little bit. And the other thing that bothered me was that everybody lived in their own little bubbles and nobody really wanted to expand or talk to anybody else. Everybody was very secretive on their, their, what they sold and what they did and their strategies. And the more I became involved in the industry and the Water Quality Association, and I got outside of my bubble and I started to talk to other dealers, even dealers within the same manufacturing group that represent the same manufacturer, but mostly across the country, I began to learn that there are a lot of things that we can learn from each other, tons of things, regardless of whether we sell this product or that product or represent this manufacturer or that manufacturer, or regardless of where we are in the country, we all run into the same customers. We all run into the same situations, the same challenges, the same, the same frustrations, the same things that excite us. And so what I wanted to do, it's been nearly a decade ago, Jen and I put this call together, where every Thursday morning, normally about 45 to 50 times a year, we offer an opportunity for professionals, water treatment professionals from across the country to join together on this call and just have a discussion. We don't talk product. We don't talk company. All we do is talk what we all run into every single day out in the field, the challenges that we have. I want this call to be a forum for us to learn from each other, where we can have discussions without feeling like we're giving information to a competitor, or without feeling like we are being judged because of one product or another. We'll tell you there's an online, I'm going to take just a moment and plug Sam Tyler's group, Water Treatment Pros, on Facebook group, which is a kind of a written version of that, with complete with pictures and well over 1,000 members now, where you can go and post questions and comments, and they do a pretty good job. They do talk a little bit more product there, and you know, specific products, but they do a good job of keeping it. Both Jen and I are among the moderators of that group, and we try and keep it very cordial, very polite, but and educational. But I'd encourage you to check that out too. If you're going to do that, make sure you answer the questions before you apply to get in. We won't let you in if you have not completely answered the questions. But so just a little plug on that. I usually start the call off. Well, first, Jen, you've been on this journey for that long. Do you have anything to add in terms of what our intent for this call is and what we want to give and get out of it?
I mean, just not only for especially newer sales professionals to come into, you know, coming into the industry to gain knowledge from us, but I know you and I both have gained knowledge from these calls. Somebody will bring something up and it's like, we're not sure on the answer, or they'll say something that we didn't know in the industry. We're continuously learning in this industry. And I also love the fact that we can have so many different manufacturers from different parts of the country, or so many dealers and manufacturer representatives. And I don't think we've ever once had anybody be uncordial to each other. And there's never been a dumb question, except the ones that Corey asked. But, you know,
no, there have definitely been some questions. I just wanted to.
Kidding. But see, Corey, now that you're part of our team, we can we can now start picking on you. But no, I appreciate this call, because there have been times, especially when we have guest speakers, that I've learned new things, and I'm very excited every Thursday morning to be able to talk to everybody.
Yeah. So, you know, I am actually going to start off with the three questions that I ask every week, but I'm curious. We do have a couple other people, you know, as we're on this topic, we haven't had a conversation like this in a while where we've started it off. But Stacy, if I could ask you, you know, you have been consistently, I think I can count probably on one hand the times that you have not joined us for the last, probably 5 or 6 years now.
Yeah.
What do you get out of this? And why are you here? Why are you here, Stacy? I mean, you're not affiliated with Motor Vitality.
I enjoy my Thursday morning being abused. actually, more than anything, I still pick up new things occasionally, because I mean, this is one of those businesses that you can never learn at all. But also a lot of times you'll run across something that will remind me.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Corey, you've been here for a couple of years too, consistently. What are you, and now Corey is our newest Motor Vitality team member. So Corey is, and we announced this last week, that Corey is actually come on board to work with Motor Vitality. But Corey, what have you felt about this call, and where, you know, what has it provided for you, and where do you see it going or hope to bring to it?
Honestly, it's given me, you know, for 2 years now, I think I've been on every Thursday. It's just given me really good ideas of how to change what I'm doing and just make myself better, you know, while I'm out there selling, that sort of thing. Now that I'm kind of on this side of things, I feel like there's a lot of new people that are on this call quite frequently, and I think that we have a lot to teach them. Just little tricks, ways to make them better, and just new ideas.
So every Thursday, unless we have a guest speaker, Jen mentioned it, but occasionally we do have a guest speaker where we'll jump right in and give them the time to talk. Every Thursday, and by the way, if you have somebody on in terms of the guest speaker that you think could bring value to us, please, man, I will tell you this. Here's my plea. Doing 45 or more of these a year, week after week after week, sometimes it does become a challenge to come up with a topic. You know, one that, and in fact, some of you that have been on these calls long, you know, more consistently, or you're listening to it, you can tell that sometimes. You can tell that sometimes we, you know, have struggled to come up with a topic, and I'm always open to ideas. I can rarely think of a time where somebody's given me an idea for a topic or a suggestion for a topic that we haven't run with. I love that. But I especially like the guest speakers. If you know somebody that could bring some value to us and that would be willing to come on and talk to us for a few minutes and teach us about a related, you know, we've had, it's been a long time since we've had somebody from an appliance door on. But we've had well drillers, and we've had salt experts, and we've had resin experts, and just recently we had a water testing lab expert on. You know, so these are things that are extremely valuable. But when we have a guest speaker, we won't start the call off the way we traditionally do. But when we don't, I usually start the call off with three questions. The first is there anything that anybody learned this last week that they wish they had known before? And the reason I start with that question is kind of what Corey said. I've been doing this now nearly 23 years, and I can tell you, and also what Stacy said, there are things that I learned a long time ago that I know I've forgotten, that I'll hear somebody say it, much like you, Stacy, and I'm like, oh my God, I gotta do that again. There's so much information, there's so much to learn, and doing it over and over and over again. Unless you're doing it over and over and over again, it doesn't really stay with you always. And then there are things that I learn, I'm pretty sure for the first time, that make me go, huh, I seriously cannot even believe I've been doing this 2 decades and didn't know that. That seems like it's like a duh, like, wow, so common sense. I can't even believe I didn't know that. But I'll hear something like that even now. The second question that I will ask is there anything that happened over the last week that's worthy of sharing with other professionals across the country? And so maybe it was something you knew, but maybe it was something profound. I mean, some of the stories that stand out, I remember when we had one of our MV pros that shared a story about how she'd gone on an appointment and she ended up possibly saving the customer's life because the customer was unconscious when she got there. And so the door was ajar, and she went in and saw the customer laying on the floor and called 911 and was able to, you know, to get help because of the sale, you know, so not directly related necessarily to a sales strategy or something like that. But one of those situations that, you know, we can certainly run into that. You know, those are things that we're in those situations. You know, they happen. We're in people's homes. You know, we are going into their private spaces. We're setting these appointments. And those are things, they don't always talk about those things in a sales book, those experiences, you know, what happens. The sales books always tend to paint the perfect picture of what that sales call is supposed to be like. You know, all the manufacturers have the training where both the husband and wife are there. The kids are either really intelligent and engaged or they're in the other room quietly watching Disney Princess and not, you know, are playing their video game or whatever and not interrupting at all. They've already had dinner. They don't have to worry about getting the kids to bed and waking up. The cat is you know, sleeping over in the window and not jumping on your lap. It's keeping its distance because it's fully aware that you're allergic, and the dog is not like trying barking and growling and climbing on your legs. And, you know, it's like, and they've cleaned the sink out of the, you know, all the dishes are out of the way. That's that training. That's the, you know, the manufacturer's perfect scenario sales training. And the customers have no aversion to spending 3 hours watching you do a magic show bordering on scare tactic presentation right there in front of them. And they buy the most expensive thing that you presented without argument at the end of that call. That's the training that we get. We don't get the one where the people are blowing smoke in your face, or the kids are screaming, or the spouses are fighting, or they say, okay, we really need something, but you've got 20 minutes before I have to go pick up my son from the babysitter. Okay. That, you know, they don't, the books don't tell you about those scenarios. So those are the scenarios that I want to talk about here, you know, that I want to kind of learn about. I want to learn about here. And then the third question that I ask is, are there any questions that we can answer for you? You know, are there anything that you saw on the news? Did you have a customer pose a question? Those get kind of interesting sometimes. So that's where I learn stuff sometimes, because there's such a cumulative amount of knowledge on the call from different regions that people will ask a technical question here or there. It gets to be a challenge sometimes because we don't talk specific brands or specific manufacturers, but we do talk, you know, the treatment technology, the type of treatment that you may or may not use is similar. You know, there are lots of different manufacturers. I will tell you that it is my belief that no matter what the sticker or no matter what the name on the top of a product is, every product that's out there has their pros and cons. They have their strengths and weaknesses. Every manufacturer out there produces a product that I would very likely be proud to have in my home. And then they make the lower end products that I wouldn't necessarily want to have in my home. You know, so everybody does that. They're different. They make different qualities of them. My biggest concern in the industry is not whether or not I don't really care which product or which manufacturer you represent. I think you should take pride in what you represent. I really do. I think you should believe it is the best out there. Okay. Or at least we'll stand toe to toe with the best. Okay. I think you should believe that very much, but I also think that you should not ignore the fact that there are other good products out there. I mean, there are people that are just, you know, some people are Ford people and some people are Chevy people and some people are Toyota people. And it's like we as humans, we almost have to pick a side and we fight for that side absolutely thoroughly. I mean, just I wouldn't drive a Ford F-150 brand new if somebody gave it to me. Okay, well, then I'll take it. Okay, because I don't really care if you give me a brand new Ford F-150 fully loaded or a brand new Chevy Silverado fully loaded, I'm going to say thank you, and I'm going to enjoy the heck out of driving both of them because I've driven them both. And while they both have little features and there's things about one or the other that I like or don't like, they're both really nice trucks that are in the same class that basically have the same, that have the same features and the same capabilities. And I am not so proudful that I have to drive around proclaiming my allegiance to this manufacturer or that manufacturer, because they both are going to work quite well for what I need it to do. And that is kind of my approach in the industry. You know, I'm not going to bash a Silverado. I mean, joking, you know, maybe a little, you can joke about it. I get that. But when it comes down to it, honestly, this industry is far too important, in my opinion, to bash the competition that's out there, you know, to put them down, to not acknowledge what your competitors bring to the industry. As long as your competitors are bringing their products and services with honor and integrity, and they're not out there using scare tactics, and they're not out there lying to people, those competitors that do that, they go out there and use scare tactics, they hurt all of us. Even if you are ethical, your competitor that's unethical does harm to you. It does harm to the industry, because people then associate, they put us all in the same bucket. They put us all in the same, well, that guy's, you know, they're just an in-home salesperson. They're just, you know, it's like, imagine if you're an ethical car salesman, somebody who uses integrity and honesty, and you're very customer centric and you ask questions. I mean, you're going to be good. You're going to be a good sales professional because you know how to ask questions. You know how to do all that stuff. Yet you get looped into the same group when somebody says, oh, you're a used car salesman. You're probably almost embarrassed to tell people that you're a used car salesman, because that's the catchphrase, right? I remember when I came in the industry that I was a little embarrassed to tell people that I was in-home sales. Man, I went to school to become a high school teacher. You know, I had management experience. I had been in the service. And now I'm going and I'm selling water treatment in people's houses. I was a little embarrassed about that at first, when I first came in the industry 23 years ago. I'm embarrassed to say that now. I'm embarrassed to say that I was, but it felt like it was a little beneath my ability back then. Now I see the impact that it has, that I can have on the industry, on the world, globally. I mean, just the responsibility. Every time I go in and sell a reverse osmosis system, a drinking water system, and I get a customer to cut the amount of bottled water they use in half, you know, not going to make them stop it drinking it entirely. That's unrealistic. People like their convenience, there's a lot of different reasons people buy bottled water. But if I can get them to reduce the amount of bottled water they buy in half, well, that makes a difference, right? It's making sure that I'm helping the customers realize that not everybody, you know, if I can make that guy who's using the scare tactics and the slime ball sales strategies, if I can make him stand out as the exception, not as the way our industry really is, then I have done far more than just made a sale in the home. And anyway, that is what my intent for this call has been. The only other thing I can say, and this doesn't always happen either, is that I like it to be a discussion. I sometimes we have a delay, and this is for all of you on the call. Sometimes there's a delay or you're muted so that we don't have the background noise, and I'll just keep talking and I don't have the dead space or whatever. It's important that you know that you can unmute and interrupt. I welcome that. I want it to be a discussion. I don't want it to be the Kelly Thompson lecture half hour. With that, I'll shut up a second. And I mean, I've gone way past where the topic I was going to go with was. But I think this is an interesting one. So I'm open to hear what you guys in general. I mean, I heard from Stacy and Corey and Jen, but what about the rest of you? And Chad, your first day, not even officially here. What's your thoughts on that? Have you come into an industry where you've had something similar, or, you know, what would you hope to get out of something like this coming in brand new?
Well, I'm just trying to, you know, soak up any new information, obviously, that I can. Coming into a new industry, that's kind of my main focus, is just to listen, you know, gather info.
Anytime you start a new job, and I know, Brian, you could attest to this because you've been there. Of course, you started during a pandemic time and everything else. You know, it gets exciting. You have all these high hopes and then you start to see, I mean, we try and do as good a job as we can to prepare people. I know Jen does this in the interview, to try and prepare people for both good and bad, the pros and cons of a job. But even then, there are unexpected frustrations and challenges that jump up and occur. that happens everywhere. You know, it's like it happens that way in relationships, it happens that way in jobs, it happens that way in everything that we've ever been excited about happening or starting or doing. I sometimes, you know, some people love the excitement of the newness of something. I wish I could, on everything new like that, I just wish I could skip to, you know, I don't want to like fast forward my life, but sometimes I wish I could skip 6 months in and say, okay, what am I going to know in 6 months that I wish I knew right now about this? And so I kind of get hungry for the knowledge and, you know, I can adjust, you know, kind of adjust for it or make more accurate decisions. But, you know, there are going to be challenges. There are going to be challenges and frustrations. And sometimes it's important to step back and say, okay, what did excite me about that from the very beginning? What was exciting about it? You know, how do I get that back, that excitement, sort of going back to the basics a little bit, you know, and is it worth fighting to make sure that the things that were exciting to you, the concepts, if they haven't been forthcoming, is it worth fighting for those things? I think in this industry it is. I'm always thrilled, like Corey, to, you know, you and I have had that conversation over the years, and for some people it's just a job. For some people it becomes an addiction. You know, you just realize how critical the industry is and how much you can do to help people at different levels. But what else? Anybody else have any thoughts on this? There were quite a few of you on here today. Any other thoughts? Anybody else want to jump in and add anything here?
Hi, Kelly. It's Maria.
Hey, Maria.
I'm still new to the industry. And I still am, it's a constant learn, only learning, always assessing, always looking at what was better, what was good, how do I improve, what more knowledge can I have. And I often come back to things that you have told me about. So when you think, oh, I didn't do good on that one, or I didn't, you know, I didn't sell very well, that didn't come out right. You know, maybe I'm not good at this. And then you go back to the people that you did do this, you know, you really were able to help. It's always looking, it's always improving, always learning. It's exciting and scary, and it has its good and its bad. But you realize that you're helping people. You're making an impact, even in a small way. You change their lives, and they change yours.
A little. Go ahead. Somebody else had something? Again, Maria, I think of our customer your very first sale, actually, with the ones that had the baby, you know, they were pregnant, right? And then the world went to hell. But just the satisfaction, the ability to help them, you know, just it almost, it gives you a warm fuzzy when you can go in and you know, these people trusted us to spend several thousand dollars and then trusted us to fix their issues and address it. And it feels really good to be able to help people like that. And Maria, I hope that I hope that you were kind of saying your inner talk. Cause I try not to say, oh, you didn't do that well, or you were wrong.
I do that. I'm always critiquing everything. Absolutely everything. I might have an appointment, but I will relive it for days. Because I'm always trying to see what could I have said differently. How could I have, you know, how do I answer that question? So it's always learning. But yes, I look back on a lot of the things you told me, on just how sometimes you reflect on, you know, successes you've had. And
yeah.
You know, because again, I can dwell on the negativity easier than I
think. That happens with all of us. That's something I think that all of us tend to do, and it is something I certainly have the same thing. So it's 9 o'clock, guys. I was going to talk about some ideas on how to kind of get into existing homes. I think that may be next week's topic. I also, there's this Zac Efron, and Jen mentioned this a couple weeks ago on this call at the beginning. This Zac Efron special on Netflix. I'm going to try and get a guest speaker to come on and talk about some of the things. He talks about RO water and the minerals and alkalinity, and I've had a lot of customers asking about it. And so I'm either going to bring some research to the table, or I think it would be more fun to have a guest speaker that had some insight on some of what he was talking about. So that's either going to be next week or the following week. We may, if I can't line that up before next week, then we're going to talk about the existing homes and how to create business in existing homes. We spend a lot of time on new construction, but I am going to try over the next 2 weeks to put together a detailed conversation. And so if you have not watched, Jen, do you remember the name of that episode or that show on Netflix?
Oh, Corey knows it because he told me about it.
Zac Efron and it was, it's one of the shows. We'll send a link out. Watch for the emails from us. We will send a link out and put it on social media. Guys,
Down to Earth.
Down to Earth.
That's it.
Okay. All right. Thanks, everybody. I really do. It really is my honor and privilege to have the opportunity to speak with you guys every Thursday morning. It means a ton. So be safe. We will talk to you next week, if not before. Okay. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Take care.